Escadio in Michigan, and we're here in the D. That's Detroit to you and me at Motor City Pride. I'm Alex Baker.
I'm Tabby Lawrence.
And we're just bumping into as many of the nice folks around here as possible, including the lovely...
T,
you've sort of taken us under your wing for 10 minutes and just shown us the ropes.
It's my pleasure to show you what we do beautifully and what we've been doing for years. We've been doing this for over 30 years.
And you're helping run the event today.
Yes. Today I'm the photographer, but I help... do whatever's needed. I'm a little bit of a roustabout as well.
Nice.
And it's the way I celebrate my birthday every year.
Fantastic. Nice. Look, what's the best thing about Pride in Detroit for you?
Pride in Detroit is everybody just comes out and gets to be themselves and have a good time. Doesn't matter their ages, ethnicities, division of way that they live. This is a place where everybody's accepted.
Listen, there'll be somebody listening back home in the UK right now. This could be you, who's never been to Pride before, maybe scared to even dip their toe in the water. Maybe can't tell anyone they know that they're LGBT or Q. What would you say to that person?
I'd say hold on to your dreams. Try not to be afraid. Courage is hard. And just go for it.
Let's go to Michigan. We're Alex Baker and Toby Lawrence. And do you know, someone just grabbed our microphone here backstage in the kind of green room area at Motor City Pride. Started singing. What's your name, honey?
It is Erica.
What are you here to do? Because you're performing, right?
I am performing with Out Loud Chorus.
Okay. Now, a second ago, you gave
us... Well, we will be bringing the funk.
A second ago, you brought the funk right there to my microphone, so I'm just going to take a step
back. Yeah.
Bring us some funk.
So I'm writing a song called Let Me Die a Woman. I am a post-operative trans woman, and it's a story about my life.
Okay.
And one of the songs is called Still a Thrill. Because every once in a while, even though I am a soprano, I like to shock people because I have a 4-octave range.
Oh, wow.
So it's a little deep.
Turn into you. You never know if it'll last forever. You can only try to keep it new. Oh, late around midnight, when you're holding me near, it feels so good to me. Feel like crying love's tears.
Nice. So when are you on stage?
At 2:15.
All right, we'll come check you out.
And I will be doing Respect by Aretha Franklin.
Yes!
It's about ready to turn the party out.
Yes, it
Let's
is.
Let's get turned!
Hey, it's Gadio in Michigan. I'm Toby Lawrence.
I'm Alex Baker. Nice to have you listening.
And we are here at Motor City Pride speaking to just as many fabulous people as we possibly can. And we have here...
Sister Estee Lauder, Harder, Faster.
Sister Ginger Locks.
And Sister Misdemeanor.
Now, we spotted you from like 200 meters off and we're like, yes! On radio, nobody knows why yet. Just explain what you look like, what you're wearing.
Well, we're an order of 21st century queer nuns.
Obviously.
We work to spread omniversal joy,
yes,
and expiate stigmatic guilt and shame. Can't see me right now, but I'm wearing a white face. Lots of glitter, huge eyelashes, and basically look like a hot mess right now. But we're feeling good, and we're glad to be here at Pride.
Yep, we are the Motor City Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. We are part of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which is a nonprofit organization that started in 1979 in San Francisco.
Pride is just an opportunity to come out, show your true colors, and party.
We're here, we're
queer, and we need to pee.
Okay. Well, before we let you pee, you've all got beautiful pin badges on, which are part of your outfit. Pick one to just sum up what you guys are about.
Oh, well... These are a collection from every city that I've been to that has sister houses. Okay. So there's Jacksonville, Nashville, New Orleans...
LA.
Kind of LA, it's kind of a mismatch of everything.
Bitch, please, I'm from Detroit.
Amazing, great to speak to you. Enjoy peeing.
Thank you
so much.
Cheers, guys. Hey, you, it's Gadio in Michigan. We are Alex Baker
and Toby Lawrence.
Nice to have you listening. Do you know what? So far, there's been no similarity whatsoever between Gay UK and the US of Gay in terms of weather, but We've got our brolly out, and do you know what? That's like a beacon for people to talk to. What's your name?
My name's Abby.
Abby, where are you from?
I'm from about an hour away from here.
Okay. Is this your first Pride?
It is.
How are you finding it?
I actually really like it a lot. I'm like my happiest here. I don't know. I think it's good energy.
It is. Cool.
Yeah. Look,
tell us what Pride means for you for the first time here.
What Pride means to me? It means just being yourself and accepting who you are and just being around everybody who loves you the way you are. I think that's what it is, and that's why I love it.
So, obviously, you're a Pride virgin, basically.
Yeah.
What do you think is the kind of best part about the atmosphere here?
I think everyone... I like the way people are dressing, for sure. It's just like everyone expressing themselves, you know, the stilettos for sure, the glitter. It's really nice to see how everyone expresses themselves.
Talking about how people are dressed, can we just talk through your outfit? Because head to toe, you're rainbowed right up.
I'm going to be here tomorrow too. It's going to be even more rainbow than that.
So start with what's on your head?
Rainbow bow.
Okay. And then around your eyes?
A bunch of rainbow colors.
And then the pin badge?
The pin badge, yeah, equality sign.
And then you're wrapping yourself up almost to keep driving the rain in.
In a rainbow flag.
Amen.
Love it. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Have a great Pride.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Bye, guys.
Hey, you, it's Gadio live at Motor City Pride here in Detroit, Michigan. We're Alex Baker and
Toby Lawrence.
We're just wandering around, lapping up the atmosphere. Oh, not a lie, it's raining a little bit. So we're hiding on some concrete, grabbing some fierce people to chat to, and we bumped into, what's your name?
D'Angela Shoshannon.
That is quite the name.
Exotic.
Where are you from?
I'm from on Detroit.
Okay. And you're here performing?
I've been performing for about 25 years now. I'm one of the legends in the state. I've performed everywhere from Las Vegas at MGM Grand Hotel and Casino and Studio 54 and Luxor in Las Vegas. I've also been on Showtime and HBO.
Oh, nice.
I was in a movie with Sigourney Weaver, Prayers for Bobby. So I've done a lot in my career.
That's great. We're here with the A-list. We're hanging out. Look, tell us what have you been on already today?
Yes, I have. I've been on twice.
Tell us a little bit about what your show consists of. What's your act today?
Well, today I happened to do a song that I thought represented the LGBT community. It was called Compromise. She speaks about not compromising who she is because of who she is.
Amazing.
Totally embracing who she is, loving who she is, and showing who she is to the world.
And obviously there's a real kind of buzz about Motor City Pride this year. What would you say is the best part about it?
The best part of Motor City Pride is the fact that now in Detroit, Michigan, we're able to showcase the LGBT community in our downtown center. And that was a big achievement because when we first started Pride, it was in Ferndale. And it was a very small event, about four or five blocks. And it wasn't really accepted so much around the city. It's becoming a little more mainstream and understood. And I think most of the time, people just need to understand one another. Show respect for one another. You may not agree, but you can respect each other and understand, you know? And so Motor City Pride is like the culmination of all those years of working at that small venue, and now we're corporately sponsored.
All right, look, if you have one thing to say to somebody who's listening in the UK, like three words that sum up today for someone listening who's never been before, what would they be?
Electrical, magic. I've been to the UK, I love the UK, and this is kind of free, like in the UK, and I love it.
Amazing, look, great to touch you.
Thank
a great
you
ride.
So much. Thank you guys so have a great night.
Hello you, it's Gadio in Michigan. I'm Alex Baker.
I'm Toby Lawrence.
Amazing to have you listening. We are just lapping up Motor City Pride in D right now. That's Detroit to you and I. And finding as many people here. And it's a huge, crazy melting pot of diversity to chat to. Who have we got?
I'm Flynn. I'm Molly.
I'm Zoe.
Okay guys, and is this your first Pride? The Pride Pros?
This is my third Pride. This is my second Pride. My second Pride as well.
Amazing. Could you just describe what you're wearing? Because you're all looking very colourful and oh so different, and I love that.
I'm wearing a pansexual flag and a transgender flag.
Nice.
I'm wearing a Nyan Cat onesie.
Wow.
Can I ask how old you guys are?
I'm 13.
I'm 14.
I'm 15.
So what's it like to be an LGBTQ teenager here in the States?
Well, it's pretty hard because in school there's a lot of bullying and not everyone is accepting, so that's a really big problem.
At my school, all I hear is just people making fun of gay people, and it's hard for me to even come out to anybody.
It can be hard. I had to leave public schools because of a lot of it, but it's just, I guess, kind of rough sometimes because there's not many accepting people.
Well, do you know what? You guys are amazing, and you're going to have a great day. So very happy Pride. Great to meet you.
Thank you so much.
We are in a celebrity tour bus right now.
We really are. We really are. We're here with the one and only Tiffany. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So you're just off stage here at Motor City Pride. What emotion are you feeling right now?
Well, if I'm breathing heavy, that's why. I think we're alone now. We were just jumping and, you know, just kind of raising hell on stage. It was great.
It was good.
Everybody
fun.
Was having a good time and ready to rock. And you know, I think that's what prides are about. Everybody comes out and just wants to celebrate and connect and have fun, you know? Exactly. And so I really milk that as an artist.
Great.
Because I'm like, come on, I know you can do better. Get up there and jump with me. So when we debuted some new songs tonight, which was great, a song called Beautiful and King of Lies, which is actually coming out in July on my new album, Pieces of Me. And I'm so thrilled that I'm actually based out of the UK. I'm out of Basingstoke.
Oh, wow. Now. Can we get a high five for Basingstoke? Woo!
Some reality there. So, yeah. And I'm officially taking the train into London by myself. Like a big girl. I had never taken a train before in my life by myself anywhere because... I mean, I've been doing this since I was 14, and I usually have handlers and stuff, but I had my first meeting in London, and I had to take the train, and I was all, my girlfriend walked me, you know, of course, to the platform, and I was like, if you tell anybody that I am afraid, and of course, I'm telling everybody now, but I will hurt you.
Your secrets are always safe with Gay UK, always safe.
So anyway, I'm moving past that, and I'm an official commuter now, but no, I love it. I wanted to do an album. It's definitely more rock. Based, but you know, I had an album called The Color of Silence in 2000. It was critically acclaimed here in America, and I really never got a chance to tour the world with it. Really, I stopped flying and I got scared of planes, and that really shut down the touring market, you know, aspect for me. And now, through the love of the fans, seriously, celebrating 30 years in the music industry. Great people around me, my band, my handlers, all the people, you know, they talk to me, they give me cocktails, which is really important. And and we get on flights to like all these wonderful destinations that I've wanted to go to for so many years now and bring in the new music. So I'm so thrilled.
What's the best thing about performing at a Pride event?
Well, the energy more than anything. I think that people really do come out to celebrate. And it should be a celebration, and I'm proud to be a part of it. And I, you know, I love my fans. They send me messages on Twitter and like, I'm gonna be wearing this. Can you sing this? You know, it's really hard sometimes because it's kind of hard to put an energetic, you know, interject set together that's not so old school and retro. And now a lot of my stuff that's new is again more a little more rock, but it's. Rock retro, really. So, I mean, like, I have a song called Beautiful, and people all the time go, did I miss something? Was this part of, the 80s and I missed it? Like, does she have a hit? Which I think is a big compliment, because, again, that song is, like, inspired by, like, the Go-Go's and kind of a little modern, like, almost like a Foo Fighters as well. So it took a long time on this album to kind of really think about the, you know, blending retro with the new and modern and not really putting yourself in a situation where you'd be stuck in a time warp a little bit, you know? Because, I mean, people don't really think of me as a live artist or rocking out with a band, but I do, so get the message.
You do and you are. Listen, you talk to us about retro because you're an 80s icon, okay? And there's something about the 70s and there's something about the 90s. You don't go back to the 70s. You don't go back to the 90s when you want that cheeky... camp fabulousness, cool, right? So there's something about the 80s that will always live on. What do you think that is?
I think it was fun. I don't know. There's something about the 80s. It was, everyone was an individual, you know? You could be as wild and crazy as you wanted to be over the top. I think that everything was kind of sparking from cell phones to, you know, social media a little bit was kind of working a little bit with, like, remember, like, what was it called? Oh, gosh.
To page people.
Oh, no. Know? What was that first thing? Not Facebook.
AOL, CompuServe.
Yeah, all of that. Like, you know.
Yeah. You can tell who's the old one here, right?
Remember the tablet when we took it out and we chiseled? No.
Toby's only 12.
Yeah. Well, you look great. So, I don't know what to say to that. Toby. Anyway, so, you know, I mean, there was just, it was a new time. Everybody was finding themselves. I do think that when I want to be happy, I literally turn on the 80s music because it just, it's not that it's my childhood, but it really is. There's something light about it. I think that music today is great, but, you know, in a lot of different aspects, we've gotten too serious.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really what the 80s, I mean, those cheesy sounds, you know, especially like for me on I Think We're Alone Now, all that, you know, that white noise, you know, I mean, we just can't recreate that. In keyboards now, to really find that sound, you got to go out in dinosaur world and
get an old one.
Old school keyboards. Yeah, so, you know, we try to recreate, but I mean, I have to say, sometimes, like, people really do, you know, they work with me or they try to impress me and they program all that old school stuff, and I'm all, oh, no, that's not necessary. But thank you.
Look, it's been great to talk to you, and. Do you know what? We should hang out in the UK or something because we're just down the road in Brighton.
Definitely. Yes. Yeah, well. Oh, I spent a lot of time in Brighton. I'm actually going to get an apartment in Brighton.
Oh.
No way! Oh. That's great.
So we'll be neighbors, people.
We'll drop you a tweet and we'll say hey.
We'll see you soon.
I'm on the hunt to find my purse. My purse was stolen in Brighton. So I said one day I'm going to find, I'm going to see somebody walking down the street. Yeah. So I'm gonna be like, girl, that's mine.
I've been using that credit card for about a year. Yeah.
That paid for this trip, right?
Yeah. Is that how you got here?
Yeah, it really was. It's not going to get us home, though, because you're going to cancel it now. Tiffany, it's been an absolute pleasure. Happy Pride.
Oh, thank you. Happy Pride, guys.
It's Gaydio in Michigan. We're Alex Baker and...
Detroit. Toby Lawrence, hi.
Detroit.
And we're in Detroit. We're in the D, as you can probably hear from the hollering and whooping behind us. As the sun sets on Motor City Pride, do you know what? My one reflection as I walk away from a fab couple of days here is probably that love is love. Pride is pride wherever you are in the world. If you've been listening and lapping some of this up, the things that people say are beautiful and amazing. And the nice thing is that the same things that people say in London, the same things that people say in Glasgow, the same things people say on the Isle of Wight. It's nice.
It's lovely that, isn't it? And it just kind of shows how unified the LGBT community is wherever you go in the world. It's nice. I like it.
And there's still so much to fight for. Some of the teenagers that we spoke to here who are out, which I just think is so brave. There's no way I could ever have imagined doing that as a 13-year-old myself. They're still fighting and they still have a lot to fight for, and we shouldn't forget that.